Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ann Companion, and I'm calling from Hampton, Virginia.
You're Ann Companion from Hampton?
I sure am.
That's like an Eminem lyric.
And what do you do there in Hampton, Ann Companion?
I am a portrait photographer. I have a studio here in Hampton.
Really? Are people still paying professionals to do that when everybody's taking pictures of each other with iPhones?
Yeah, they actually are. I have a great business.
That's great.
Yeah, we selfie takers have found out it's not as easy to make yourself look good as it seems.
No, it's true.
That is very true.
Yeah, right.
Is that your slogan for portrait photography, right? It's don't just trust your friend, trust a companion.
Very good. Well, and welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with their last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
For this sensory video thing, I'll watch jewelers making some bling. But my passion is slipping. A guy took nail clippings and fashioned them into a...
ring.
Right, a ring. Diamond rings are expensive, so a man in China made an engagement ring out of his fingernails.
You'd think there would be a middle ground
somewhere. Cubic zirconium exists,
yeah.
Dude.
Cubic zirconium.
So next time you see a guy in the subway cutting his nails, don't say, ew, say, who's the lucky lady? You're wondering how he did this. Well, what he did was he cut his fingernails for an entire year, then he turned all the clippings into a sculptable paste, creating the perfect worst ring ever.
Really?
The real question is, what's worth this ring or the ring in the movie that kills you 8 days after you see it? All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
My home has a grand floral spread that won't need to be watered or fed. No need to get squirmy. It's plant taxidermy. My flowers are already...
dead.
Yes, dead. You can cultivate your brown thumb this winter. Dead plants are the hottest trend in home decor.
You know what? I've been way ahead of this trend.
I know. You weren't lazy and incompetent. Yeah. You were a trendsetter.
Yeah. I'm influencer, really.
Yeah, exactly. According to the Wall Street Journal, everybody wants preserved plants, otherwise known as your formerly living plants, when you come back from vacation. They require no water and no care because they're dead, but because they've been injected with a kind of mummifying liquid, they still look green and alive. That's true. They're great because they're really low maintenance, all while giving you that fresh feeling of living in a plant morgue.
This sounds to me like the first act of a vegan serial killer, right? First it's houseplants, then it's trees, and then who knows?
Right. Vegan serial killer, you got a series. Vegan serial killer.
Netflix, least riveting murder documentary. Yeah.
Play it at 1.5 the speed.
All right, here is your last limerick.
He's not a good RPG shooter, nor much of a coin and ring looter. My kid is quite lame at video games, so we've hired the poor guy a...
tutor?
Yay, tutor, yes! Parents are hiring video game tutors.
Oh, no.
As a new effort to make your kids hate video games. Fortnite and World of Warcraft have become so popular, they've basically become a sport, and people are so motivated to play well, they're hiring tutors, sometimes for $100 an hour. Well, no, it's just don't do that. It's just like the good old days when we had like a Monopoly tutor. You have to pass Go, damn it. How many times do I have to go over this?
No, idiot, roll sixes.
I weep for humanity.
I really do. But apparently these are like totally great things these days. The kids get college scholarships playing esports.
Great.
Yeah.
So bodes well for the nation.
It really does.
I never felt more like I was born too soon. I have the ideal body for esports.
Yes. So. Bill, how did Ann do in our quiz?
Ann's companion was victory.
Yay, well done, Ann. Congratulations, Ann. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.